Welcome back, everybody. My name is Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We've got a fine guest to kick us off this beautiful Thursday afternoon. His name is Mark Pocan, of course, Wisconsin's fabulous congressman from the 2nd Congressional District. He went toe-to-toe with the head of the Office of Management and Budget, the architect of Project 2025 yesterday. Gentlemen, and I use that term in its loosest possible sense, named, Russell Vogt, of course. You were there. You don't need to hear it, but I do want to share with our listeners a bit of what I thought were some really important moments in that hearing yesterday. Jacob, let's take cut 20.
I think you said the president supports the big bill that was passed out of the House, correct? And I think you also said the president does not support cutting Medicare.
Correct.
Okay, so in the bill, there's a $500 billion cut that gets triggered to Medicare. So I know a number of the people who voted for the bill are starting to read it now and finding there's parts they don't like. You might want to take a look at that provision.
As you know.
That's okay. I only have five minutes.
Okay.
I didn't ask you the question, did I? I'm asking you a question, though. Since we didn't have your remarks this morning, I think we got them this afternoon.
Yeah, the over-talking, Russ Vogt is like the last guy you want to hand an open mic to.
Right, right, exactly.
But that trigger for the Medicare, you know, we're talking about $500 billion that may trigger is existential for so many people.
And that has not gotten enough coverage. Everyone understands there's a huge cut to Medicaid, $700 billion, a $300 billion cut to the Affordable Care Act for subsidies. But there's a $500 billion cut that got triggered because they didn't do their jobs right to Medicare, and they didn't fix it. They could have, and they didn't. So every Republican in Wisconsin in the House voted for that bill, voted for a $500 billion cut to Medicare, our money that we've paid into out of every paycheck, and our employer has paid in for us out of every paycheck. They're stealing our money to give to the feuding guys, Elon Musk and Donald Trump, for their tax break.
Yeah, the billionaire boys that are in a bit of a tiff this afternoon. I don't understand it. I think Republicans, and I'm going to call them MAGAs because it bears no relationship to conservatism as we've understood it for the last 50 years, that the MAGA regime, they know that this is going to hurt people. They're trying to lie about it. That brings me to this next cut about the deficit. I have never been a deficit hawk. I largely think that it's a distraction. But I think it's important to point this out because Republicans are the ones that will scream about the deficit when it is Democratic priorities or a Democratic budget. But when it is a Donald Trump deficit exploding brutal bill, they have very little to say about it. Let's take a listen. This is cut 24.
CBO disagrees with your analysis. Yale and Penn said 13.7 million people will lose health insurance. You also said this won't increase the debt. Is that correct?
The bill will not increase the debt. It will lead to reduced deficits.
The Cato Institute disagrees with you. Moody's disagrees. The CBO disagrees. Senator Hawley and Senator Rand and Senator Collins disagree. Elon Musk disagrees. Virtually everyone on this side of the aisle. So you're saying everyone is wrong, but you are the right one that this does not increase the debt?
I'm saying that all the watchdogs, including the Congressional Budget Office, use a skewed vision of a view of what the baseline is.
They were less than a few percent wrong last time on your tax bill, and they predicted it almost dead on. So you're saying this time there's significant changes, and they don't know what's going on, and only you do. Is that correct?
I'm stating that they use a baseline.
So you disagree with the Cato Institute?
Yes.
And Moody's?
Yes.
And Senator Hawley?
Senator Hawley has a view as to the Medicaid programs that we are working with to articulate why we believe that these reforms do not hurt the beneficiaries that are involved.
Yeah.
I would laugh more if it wasn't so dangerous.
Yeah.
Thank you for making that clear. I never trust anyone who says, I'm the only one that has the truth.
Exactly. And that's what he's doing. But don't forget, I also asked him about Project 2025, because he said on the weekend that, they had nothing to do with it. And then I went through the list of everything that's in there. And there's a lot the overlap, obviously, it is the roadmap they're using. And again, exposing this guy for what he is, which is the ultimate partisan hack, is what needed to happen.
He really is. We do have that sound from the Project 2025 exchange. Let's take it really quickly because I think this is important. This is all written in detail in the Project 2025 MAGA regime playbook. Let's take this. This is cut 25, Jacob.
Project 2025, you're one of the authors. You're on the advisory board. You work for Heritage. You're basically January, February, and March in a Project 2025 calendar, right? But you were asked this weekend about it, and you said, no, the administration isn't following Project 2025. So just, I'll go through lightning rounds. It's only have 2 minutes. Just tell me, coincidence or not, in the Project 25, abolishing Department of Education, you guys are doing that. Is that a coincidence?
The president's view.
Coincidence
agenda,
or not?
The president's.
Coincidence or not? That's all you got to ask.
President's agenda.
Okay, I'll go through the rest. Any diversity, equity, and inclusion?
The president's agenda is
shifting FEMA costs to the states.
The
targeting PBS and the
agenda.
National Public Radio.
President
freezing
designs.
Federal assistance, restricting gender affirming care, revoking security clearances, stripping civil servants of employment protections, reinstating service members who refuse COVID-19 vaccines, banning transgender people from the military, a hiring freeze, withdrawing from the World Health Organization, sending active duty troops to the southern border, limiting refugee admissions, rescinding temporary protected status designations, capping indirect costs for university-based research, requiring disclosures of foreign gifts to universities, apparently not planes to presidents, asserting the president's power to remove federal officials, and targeting NOAA. Were those all just coincidences that they happened to be in Project 25 and they were just in the back pocket of the president since November?
The president has never been more of a promises made, promises kept president than we've ever had in history. He has run on an agenda. He was very clear on that agenda. He's now enacting that agenda. And those of us who work for him work for his agenda in executing that agenda.
You can stop the tape. Yeah, his promises from Project 2025. I mean, by the way, well done.
Thank you.
Unassailably clear that this man ain't calling the shots, that he is a mere puppet. I want to dig into this because there's something with the Musk-Trump feud thing that tells me it's not about that. It's about something else. Keep it locked. We got Congressman Pocan. I'm Maggie Dawn. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. More next.